And finally, a story about an artistic response to the genocide in Cambodia during the 1970s. This weekend marked the premiere of an opera that fuses traditional Cambodian music with rock and roll. It's a love story sung in English and Khmer that plays out against the backdrop of a land torn by war and terror. For the debut, the producers chose Lowell, Massachusetts, a city with a large population of Cambodian immigrants. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR has our report.
The new opera is called Where Elephants Weep. It opens with the bleating of an ancient elephant horn. On stage right, a raised platform supports five Cambodian musicians. They wield a variety of exotic, ancient-looking instruments, woodwinds, gongs, drums, and a long-necked lute. The show's executive producer, John Burt, says he jumped through hoops to get this ensemble into America for the performance. And he says it was tough to track them down in Cambodia.
Everything is very on a grassroots level in Cambodia, and there's extraordinary talent living right underneath the surface.
Burt is also co-founder of the Lowell-based preservation organization, Cambodian Living Arts. He says he started the group with Arn Shorn Pond, a well-known human rights activist and flute player who survived Pol Pot's rampage.
One of the things that happens in the devastation of a genocide period where so many people perish who hold the history of those traditions is that it diminishes the possibility of new ideas to emerge.
And what could be newer than a Cambodian opera hybrid that fuses traditional instrumentation with the most Western of music forms, rock and roll? This Cambodian rock band warms up stage left. At this recent rehearsal, American librettist Catherine Falou goes over some changes to the script. Most of the dialogue is in English for this run, but that might change when it goes to Cambodia.
Cut Sam's line, we had one just like it where I grew up.
Sam is the main character in the opera. He was raised in the United States after his family fled Pol Pot, but Burt says Sam goes back to Cambodia to find his cultural identity, his roots, and his soul.
And in his return, he is confronted with not only the ancient traditional world of Cambodia, but the modern world that he is in conflict with.
Once home, Sam falls in love with a pop singer named Bo Pa. Burt says the Romeo and Juliet-style plot represents the conflict between East and West. And the musical mashup does, too. For the opera's composer, Him So Fee, incorporating rock and roll works conceptually and artistically.
Because Sam, he grew up in the United States, he got big influence from American culture, especially rock music. I think the best in the world is American rock music. Important that you need to compose good music for rock, for traditional, for classical, Western, whatever, I think.
Him So Fee is one of three classically trained composers in all of Cambodia. He usually writes for Western-style orchestras, not rock bands or traditional Cambodian musicians.
They play together with the rock band, sometimes separately, sometimes solos, only rock, sometimes only traditional. And then they come together and has another sound that you never heard before.
But it's also risky to make something new by marrying musics from two very different cultures, according to Mark Rossi. Rossi is a professor at Berklee College of Music in Boston. He's a composer, jazz pianist, and world musician with an expertise in Indian jazz fusion.
It's got to work on its own terms, and it's got to say something new in a way that hasn't been said before. And it's very doable in the hands of a good composer with a good imagination and a good sense of balancing the musical forces and helping to highlight the differences and also finding common ground to unify them.
Composer Him So Fee is thrilled to have a chance to work on a synthesis such as Where Elephants Weep because he says there are no opportunities to create something like this at home in Cambodia. The artistic environment there is grim and hasn't recovered since the time of the killing fields. Sophie himself almost died in a labor camp in the mid-1970s.
My body looked a skeleton and no energy. after the genocidal regime, I lost my youth, I lost my time. But I think my brain still worked very well, so I need to work very hard in my study.
He continued his musical studies in Russia. And now, years later, Sophie is working with electric guitars and Cambodian-American rap artists, such as Lowell-based Tony Real. Real plays a guard in the opera and says, as a second-generation refugee, he's deeply connected to his homeland.
We want Cambodia to be known for its arts and culture, not for the killing fields. And now it's beginning.
And with Where Elephants Weep, composer Sophie hopes to push Cambodian culture forward.
Because the rock and roll music is the music right now, not a long time ago. And the traditional musical ensemble in Cambodia exists very long time ago. And now we combine with the rock and roll because we live for the future.
But, Sophie adds, we should never forget the past. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.
Cambodian audiences will see Where Elephants Weep next year in Phnom Penh.